Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and a midweek instalment of Bullet Points and our first Bullet Points of 2024. So in December, I decided to delete Instagram for the whole of the month, a very social month, I hasten to add. And in this episode, I'm going to share my learnings. And trust me, even I was surprised.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So what was it like disconnecting from Instagram, the social media platform I use the most and couldn't imagine not using even for a single day, let alone a whole month? What was it like, especially doing it in December, which, let's face it, is one of the most socially busy, active months of the year? And the truth is, first big learning, it was much easier than I thought it was going to be. And that really was the first big surprise of the experiment. And so after just over 4 weeks of not using Instagram at all, here are my top five lessons learned. The first one, it is way much more of a time suck than I realized. And in the main, because there is always something familiar, something or someone you recognize that catches your attention or your interest. It is people watching in its most concealed form, not like people watching while sitting in a cafe or similar. TikTok gets a really bad rap for being mindless, but the fact it took about a day or honestly 2 days max for me to adapt to not using Instagram made me realize that while I was addicted to it, and I definitely felt it was the first thing I looked at in the morning, like genuinely I'd wake up, reach over, go and get my phone, it actually wasn't giving me anything to be addicted to or to get excited about. I had just developed the habit of constantly refreshing, hoping that with each refresh, something new would appear. And because I follow a lot of people and I have told the app by the way that I consume and interact with content on it, the kind of things that I like, they have a very good sense of what they need to show me to keep me scrolling, keep me looking. And so that was my biggest thing, is just it really, really took a lot of time out of my day, but it actually wasn't giving me a huge amount. Which leads me to my second point, and I cannot believe that I'm going to say this, but my second lesson learned was that as a platform, I actually think TikTok is more useful. And please do let me explain, because I had intended to delete TikTok too as part of this experiment. But when it came to it, I actually thought, well, I need to double check that recipe that I watched the other day. And mainly it was food content, because I like cooking. I get quite excited about trying new recipes. And TikTok, I didn't realize, has become a place where if I think, oh, I want to try this, I will search it, I'll watch 3 or 4 videos, and I think, yep, I've got it nailed. I know exactly what my shopping list needs to be. And I can turn that around. So it probably takes about 10, 15 minutes to watch the videos, look at the captions and see what the recipe and ingredients require. And then I can just be on my merry little way and have a nice little experiment in the kitchen and try something new. And so I was using it for looking at recipes or techniques for recipes or that sort of thing. And without it, I thought I would feel a little bit too lost. And like I said, these recipes in December, I really fancied a wholesome soup for dinner. And I don't mean like a thick sort of root vegetable soup, which is very British, I think, that with sort of some crusty bread. I was really after like a ramen or an egg drop soup. I watched 3 videos. I was like, right, I know exactly what I've got to do. And now I'm probably making that once a week. And without TikTok, I wouldn't have been able to learn those techniques. So it's something I'm finding quite invaluable. Now, obviously, I can waste time on TikTok too. but it's always throwing things at you that you might like rather than things you already follow, which I think is more along the lines of what TikTok does. So after you found a recipe, it might show you a clip of a film or a TV show. And more than once, it showed me something I've then gone away and looked up or saved and thought, I'd like to read up on that. And I think the biggest example of this is in the first week of the experiment, probably for the last 6 months, every now and again, I will just see a clip from Interstellar, the Christopher Nolan film with Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. And I've never seen it. And I thought, oh no, that's too, I don't know. I just dismissed it and thought it was too thinky for me. Looks a bit too serious. I like to be taken away to a fantastical land when I'm watching films. And I'd seen so many of these clips, I thought, you know what, I'm going to watch it. And I watched it and I loved it. And also I didn't look at my phone once throughout it. So that was a big, big change. And again, I think it was after the first few days of not using TikTok, my thumb stopped looking for it when I picked up a phone. I sort of like realized that my thumb was moving to scroll towards a place that was no longer there. So I'm surprised that I'm saying this, but yeah, genuinely am more inclined to, if I want to waste time now, or if I feel like I want to be entertained, I probably will go to TikTok rather than Instagram. Oh, I feel like I need to whisper that for some reason. It does feel like a terrible thing to say. Anyway, the third thing I thought about is how one uses Instagram. And obviously, this is about how I use Instagram. But Facebook was the first social media platform I really embraced. I can't really include Twitter in this because I never really got into Twitter. I've used it, but never in the same way, sort of the emotional investment that I've used platforms like Facebook and Instagram with. But now every day when Facebook says, hey, Emma, we've got some memories, I delete them because I can't believe that I used to share the most mundane, inane, stupid posts like, oh God, I can't believe it's January and I'm feeling tired already and I've got a cold. Like, honestly, genuinely, who cares? And I think it's a real sign of learning how to use an app when it starts. And I think Instagram a little bit, because it's been the one that we've embraced most since something like Facebook, we have just started sharing snippets of our lives. Now I use it for work too, so it is slightly different, but by not posting on it, I realized how much it has become almost an instinct to document the most irrelevant things for other people's consumption. And I don't want to do that anymore. So for example, yesterday in the UK, Storm Henk, which sounds very strong, well, it was quite strong, raged through southern England. And on my way home from London, I was actually booted off my train and had to walk home because the trees had fallen on the track ahead of the train, ahead in front of us. Now, the walk was terrible. It was straight into a headwind. I was holding a carrier bag with some stuff in it, and the bag was being really blown, and so I had to sort of scrunch it up and zip it into my jacket because the wind was so strong. Plus, when I was walking along a residential road home, loads of rubbish bins were blowing over, and then rubbish was getting blown towards me. It's amazing how a storm can make you realize how much rubbish there is on the road. But I mean, at one point a bin bag came towards me and I was trying to duck it, but it went right around my leg and it was just, this is ridiculous. And there was just basically loads of debris flying around, so much that I had to walk with my head down, hands over my eyes. Now, bearing in mind, I've got a carrier bag stuffed up my jacket, so it really was a sight. And I've done that walk a few times. It's about 14 minutes, but yesterday it took about 20 because it was a physical battle actually walking into the wind at some point. And there was a teeny tiny part of me that started composing in the back of my head, like the Instagram story where I was complaining about this once I got through the front door. And I caught myself and I thought, who cares? Who should care? No one should care about this. And I'm so guilty of posts where I've talked about, oh, I've woken up with a migraine, or feeling unwell, or just had a great workout, or just got an upgrade, or all of those things that you would have previously told a friend one-on-one. And now, for some reason, we have just got very, very comfortable with sharing that kind of thing on social media platforms. And I know it feels good to share it, but I just sort of thought, God, what does it feel like to consume it? Is it ever really nice to consume that stuff? I don't know. So I just thought, I'm going to not really post like that anymore. Again, I went for my afternoon walk today and I got drenched. It was not raining when I left the house. Had it been raining, I would have worn a coat with a hood. And when I came back, my hair was saturated, I was soaked through, and I looked ridiculous. Like everything is now hanging in the bathroom, still dripping. And it was just like, oh, for God's sake, the wind yesterday and now the wet today. And a few weeks ago, I genuinely wouldn't have thought twice about getting into the bathroom, taking a pic from the worst angle so I looked perhaps wetter than I really was and looked more disheveled than I really was and bemoaning the weather. And now I just dried off and got on with my day. So it made me realize how we almost don't even realize that we're interrupting ourselves to share something that isn't necessarily important. I don't know. That was definitely one of my takeaways. The fourth thing was that you need to text, call, or voice note your mates. Now, liking your friends' posts, replying to their stories is simply not the same as having a conversation. And a text message conversation isn't the same as having a conversation, but it's just you two. And while we may feel connected to more people than ever, this is very true because of social media, this whole exercise made me realize we really aren't. I've had some of the best chats with my mates over the last few weeks because I've picked up the phone. Even saying, hey, I'm not on Instagram this month. I miss your face. What am I missing? How are you? Has been a great conversation starter. And trust me, your friends don't say, oh, I had this great latte that I took a picture of. Oh, you should have seen this croissant that I had. It had so much pastry or something. All of those little things that you share and you're like, look at how great my life is. That's not the kind of thing that you share when you're actually talking to your friends. They actually tell you about what's really going on. And so it made me realize how important it is to pick up the phone, make time to see the people that I love and care about, and make sure that I'm actually connecting with them, not just keeping up to date with a version of their lives that they put online that actually isn't a real picture of what's going on. And my fifth and final learning, and one I want to really action in the most positive way, is to shift gears to consuming more long form, well-researched, intelligent content. There will always be room in my life for light, frothy stuff, but it simply has to be balanced out with books, newspaper articles, and longer form content that actually adds value and informs as well as entertains. And the biggest thing for me was that with the absence of Instagram in the morning, when I would sit down, do my meditation, have my coffee, ponder a workout as I was watching the news headlines, I would read the Times briefing from the Times newspaper. And I started to read up on political stuff, not long, long articles, but just be aware of what was going on in the news. And it's something I've never really done before. And I realized, God, that's actually more important. So I'm going to continue to read those bulletins. And I also listened to a fascinating podcast called The Witch Trials of J.K. Rowling over Christmas, and was really impressed by the level of research, the level of detail, and just having a perspective laid out in a very editorial way with a very easy to follow timeline. I wasn't just entertained, I was really hugely informed. And it's one of the reasons why I enjoy the Red Handed podcast so much too, because Hannah and Saruti leave no stone unturned. And over Christmas I listened to their two-parter on The Staircase, which you might have seen on Netflix. It's the case with Michael Peterson, the man in America who went to prison for attacking his wife down the staircase. But it's not an entirely clear case because there's so much confusion about how it could have happened. And there's even a theory that an owl did it. But anyway, if you haven't, please go to Red Handed and listen to that podcast. It's fascinating. But they just did it so well. And it was just over 2 hours of, I actually listened to it on two drives. And I just was like, oh God, you're missing out on so much if you're not listening to well-researched podcasts or watching well-researched documentaries. You really are missing out on so much because you learn so, so much. And also, and this is a sort of sixth supplementary point, or 5B, is vocabulary. When I came off Instagram, I realized how limited or how comfortable I was with the vocabulary I had and how I wanted to expand it. And the only way I was going to do that is by reading more and by consuming better written content than Instagram captions. I love me an Instagram caption. This isn't about everybody, but I just mean that we can be a little bit more cavalier, a little bit more lazy with the way that we speak on social media platforms. And I want to, that's why I've downloaded Word of the Day. And when I get up in the morning, I ask my female named device, what's the word of the day, please? And then I find out. So anyway, these are all findings, all things that have come to mind as a result, as a very simple exercise of just not using Instagram for a month. Those are my main takeaways. And I still haven't reinstalled the app on my phone, and I'm in no rush to, although I am back to posting. I have, just to be completely transparent with you, my most excellent listeners, I have a phone that is my phone, but I also have a very old iPhone that I can't believe it still works. The battery lasts for about 2 minutes, but that's what I plug into a battery pack and use to film my content. Partly because I think the camera is a bit more flattering. but it just means that I'm not draining my battery on my other phone. And it means that actually, well, mainly it's about the battery draining, but I've downloaded it on that. That only connects to the internet because it doesn't have a SIM card. So I have to be connected to the internet to use it. So if I leave the phone, if I leave the house with that phone, it doesn't then connect back to any of the apps until I'm back in the house. So I found that quite good as well. Anyway, so I haven't downloaded, haven't reinstalled the app on my proper phone. And like I said, I'm in no rush to, but I'm sure it'll happen over the next few days. It'd be very interesting to see. But anyway, that's where I am. And did any of you try a social media detox of any type over the course of December like I did? Or do you have one planned for 2024? Has this podcast, has this exercise made you think that you might like to try one? Let me know. All you have to do is join the Facebook group if you aren't already. The link to join is in the show notes. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns, and I'm back on there now, so I will get back to you. You won't get that annoying out of office. Or I do think the best way, and I will put a post in the Facebook group tomorrow morning when this goes live, saying who's listened to this episode, who's doing a social media detox or similar. And let's start a conversation, because I'd be really interested to know whether it's something that you'd be tempted to do, or whether you have any particular good habits or bad habits about how you use social media. Anything that you would like to share that you think would be helpful to your fellow listener, your fellow man, please do come over there and share. That's everything for bullet points this week. Thank you for all of your lovely messages about this exercise. It's been really lovely to, especially when I came back online and I had lots of messages from people saying, yay, you're back, or we missed your content, or we're so, can't wait to see what you do next. So thank you. That was obviously a lovely thing for me to come back online and see, and I really appreciated it. So if you did take the time to send a message like that, thank you so much. Thank you for listening, for following, for commenting on my post, for subscribing, for spreading the word about the podcast. I appreciate it hugely. And don't forget, I'm now vlogging every month on YouTube. So the link to go and view my latest video, and also where you can see snippets of old podcast episodes, go and have a look. Please go and subscribe to that, because it would be good to build that audience. It's been very slow. So let's bump those numbers up a little bit. But I will be excited to chat to you there, here, wherever. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.